Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire broadcast is being recorded and aired for October 19th, 2023. This might be a very sobering broadcast for this morning because I received an email from a gentleman who does not tell me where he lives, and he just says this. I think this is a very important email. I am facing my death. How should I, with the kind of man I am, face it? And his name, and he signed it, Donald. Donald, I work at hospice. I understand what this is. I've been doing this for a long time, and everybody is different, I have found. So I don't know the kind of man you are or you think that you are. I don't know. Now, you leave me to my assumptions and presumptions here, and I want to be forgiven for this. And this is why I always say, please forgive me at the end of all of my broadcasts, because I don't know the particulars of your life, and I don't know the kind of man you're talking about. So I'm not going to presume you were a good man, and I'm not going to presume you were a bad man, neither. I'm going to consider you just what you would call the person you are, the man you are. If I were working with you, which would be a privilege, I would be looking at the whole idea of how my life or your life was realized. What little things did you realize in your worldly life that were important to you? And I would be looking at it from the point of view of a tremendous gratitude. A gratitude for everything that came into my world and how I touched those things, how important those things really were that I may have treated with a cavalier attitude or with an unawareness. I would look at as what were those things, and can I be forgiven, and can I make any amends at this point in my life, restitution for the kind of life I've lived. This is a very difficult thing for most people to do. They're very cavalier about their life, and they don't understand the mechanism of it. They don't understand the world they were in. They don't understand the human being that they participated in being in this world. So it's very difficult for them to understand the means and the way of the light that lives within them. So allow me to try to help you. Make everything from now until you leave your body, make everything meaningful. Look at everything with a sense of humility and gratitude. For the first time maybe in your life, enter into the meekness that would allow you to understand the nature of this lifetime and the nature of you, your deepest nature. See how the human man, the human being, got in the way of certain things that allowed you to be, shall we say, scattered, amused, maybe unhappy, maybe glad, sad, whatever. Just take a look at the diversions you let yourself go through and just observe those diversions. Just look at them. See them for what they are, and now give thanks for them, for the fact that you are now in a position to see how you live, to see what it was that, well, was your mischief in this world, and give thanks that you see it, and forgive yourself. Now, this is a very difficult task. The self cannot forgive itself. It can't. So that won't work. There has to be a part of you that you sense that you maybe feel don't deserving of. That part of you is your heart, your soul. Let them forgive you. Let them be the forgiveness. Don't place yourself in a posture where you think you should be punished, because that's not the way this whole thing works. It's not about punishment nor reward. It's about living from our consequences to our consequences. When you break the consequences by realizing that they were things that occurred in your life due to maybe your karma or due to the consequence of the way you acted or whatever was your difficulty in this world, if you understand that, that is the forgiveness. That's all that is necessary. That is the forgiveness. Realization of how we have lived is the forgiveness. Be humble about it. And whatever needs to come up, maybe write it down and share it with a therapist or share it with a loved one or share it with someone you care very much about that would understand. Make restitution within yourself right now by vowing to yourself that in your next experience, whether you believe that or not, in your next experience, you will do everything you can to make restitution for this experience. Keep that in your heart. Live from your heart. Breathe from your heart. Think from the authentic heart, not the human heart, not the emotional side. The side that is elevated as goodness, as compassion. Just elevate your attentions higher and higher. That is forgiveness. When you are no longer sitting there thinking that you could have had a V8, you know, I blew it. Don't think in terms of that. That doesn't help and it isn't true. Think in the form of this. My thoughts have taken me away. And now I need a different quality, a mind that is no mind, as we call it in Zen, a mind that is not filled with the assumption of presumption of thought. If you tried to think those thoughts, you will see they lead you to the same place over and over and over again, and you will go nowhere. So what I'm saying is, don't think the thoughts you think. Realize the thoughts that are beyond the thinking, beyond the mind. You do have a presence of mind that you can relate to that has to do with compassion, forgiveness, and love. And when you recognize those things that are within you, those become the elements of new thoughts, new ways of living inside yourself. They are called impressions. And if you have these impressions within you, you can make restitution beginning now. And you can be forgiven now because you will do the forgiving. You don't have to beseech some ideal of a higher power, as people would call it, for forgiveness. The forgiveness is in the realization that we know not what we do. We live in the know not of what we do. We live as a consequence to our own consequences. And once you will realize then that, you will find an inner peace will grow within you. And that inner peace can take you to the next experience. And it could be very beautiful, very, very beautiful. You literally, literally, Donald, could change the water into wine, if you know what I mean, the metaphor. I hope that helped you, I really do. And if you need anything more, I sent you my phone number. Please feel free to call me. I'd be honored. I hope that this helped some of you, I really do. And I hope you will all forgive me. Please forgive me. Namaste.